my director. Her name is Nadine, and she's right here jumping off the line with us.
Hi, Ricardo. Okay. How are you?
Hello, how
good
are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that very much. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists here in the department, and I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking with Giselle, and she does such a great job, you know, explaining the basics of our program. So what I'm doing is I'm taking a look at some of the notes that she sent over to me, but do you have any questions, you know, about how this would work or, you know, where we would
be living? Yeah, yeah, I want to know how these work, yeah.
Yeah, of course, of course. So let me ask you, Ricardo, have you ever done a search on Google, maybe looking for a restaurant or a tire shop,
yes,
and you see that map, right, that comes up? Okay.
Yeah,
so
it pops all the business
that,
in here.
Yes, so we call that the local map section, okay? That's where we list your business, Ricardo, because we know that 90% of the searches are going to start and stop on that first page, okay? So any time that someone's looking, let's say, for a drywall installation, you know, finishing, you also do, like, texture too, right? And I think you
yes
do remodeling as well. Is that
yes
correct? Okay.
Yeah, we do new construction and remodels, patchwork,
wow,
texturing.
Awesome.
Bringing and finishing.
Great. So whenever they're searching for those services, Ricardo, we make sure that R&J drywall and finishing pops up on that first page of Google so that they click on your number to call you directly. Does that make
okay
sense? Okay.
Yes. So it's kind of like a creating a page, right?
Absolutely.
For R&J.
Yes. We're going to create a profile page on Google. We could add pictures. If you need a website, we can help you with that. There's a lot of things we do under, I would say, one umbrella is what we call it, right? Now,
yeah,
I did a search, you know, for the company by name. I have to tell you, Ricardo, I'm looking at your Facebook page. Oh, my gosh, these pictures of the work that you've done. Beautiful work. The quality is there, right? We both agree. You provide
yeah
a quality service. And that's
yeah
what we're looking for in a company, okay? So once we begin to work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, Ricardo, we're going to close out the category. So we're not going to continue calling anyone else in your territory who offers those same services. We want to make sure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls coming to you. And I think that if your company is listed ahead of your competitors, you could see a benefit in that, right? For your business?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So I see you do both residential and commercial, and Hendersonville is your home base, but you are targeting, you go as far as Asheville, right? Like about 1 to 2 hours away you drive for new clients?
Yeah.
Okay.
Asheville, it's about 20, 25 minutes away from Hendersonville.
Oh, okay.
But
uh-huh
we do travel to the Cashiers area, Black Mountain.
Okay.
Well, pretty much all the way around. Yeah, like about an hour and a half, 2 hours drive
so
around.
So if it makes money, of course, then it makes sense to drive, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're chasing.
And wow, 5
yeah
years in business. So let me ask you, Ricardo, you know, where do the majority of your clients come from?
I work for a lot of builders.
Okay.
Or people that I know for years, they give me jobs. So
okay,
that's
so
how
a lot of word
keep,
of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people recommending you, right? References,
yes,
referring you to others.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. I mean, that says a lot about
yeah
your company. I also saw, and I don't know if that was a while back, but did you use Home Advisor and Angie's Leads? Because I found some really good reviews on a page that, well,
yes,
it shows you're not active. Okay.
Yeah,
no
it was just, I got
to,
yeah, I'm no longer using them because that's whenever the COVID started. And
uh-huh
I was not getting any calls. I was paying too much money and I kind of closed that, yeah.
Okay. So you were paying for a lot on the leads that they were sending and just wasn't getting any jobs out of it?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And is there anything in particular that you would say, Ricardo, like, anything that you really, really want to be found for at this moment? Like, do you want more remodeling and new construction, or is it just you're willing to take anything that comes your way?
Everything. I would take everything. We take everything.
Okay, beautiful. So I have to tell you, Ricardo, you're definitely a really great candidate for this position. So because you've been in business for 5 years, we consider you an established business, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to apply that discount for you. Now, everything that we do here, Ricardo, it's month to month. And we set it where it's a fixed flat monthly rate. Okay, you pay monthly and it's a flat rate. We don't charge you for every phone call and every job that you get. Okay?
Okay.
The package that I want to offer you today is our platinum package. The platinum package, I can offer it to you at a flat rate of $299 a month. Okay? Now, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's to cover the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started today $398. Every month after that, you are only paying $299 a month. That's going to list your company on the first page of Google. We're going to list you on Bing. And we're going to run Facebook ads. Anytime that someone's doing that search, they're within your area, okay, and they're on Facebook looking at pictures, stories, or even doing a search there, they're going to see your ad appear on their desktop and on their mobile device. This will help you reach a larger clientele base. And when they click on your ad, they call you directly, Ricardo. A lot of our clients have seen great results. I'm also going to include a website for you. Okay, it's not going to cost you more. We're going to build you a website, Google compliant, mobile friendly. We want people to see the quality work that you do and to get to know more about your company. So the website is going to be attached where we list your business. We're also going to include voice activated searches. And you might know those, Amazon Alexa and Google Home, right? Are you familiar with those devices?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that when they're using Amazon Alexa or Google Home, that they could find your company through those devices. And we will also cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So if they're using their iPhone, they're using their tablet, and they're searching for your services, they're going to find you as well. Okay? This package here, Ricardo, is pretty much covering all of your bases.
Okay.
So what do you think? How do you feel about it?
I like it. I think it's a good idea to do it that way. So that way anybody can, who actually search for a drywall company, business will show on the...
And there's nothing you need to do on your end because we do all the work and we manage it for you. All you have to do is answer your phone. When the phone rings and you're a business owner, you answer your phone, right? Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's a month-to-month program. We do ask, Ricardo, that you at least stick it out for 2 months, you know, because to give it that full turnaround, right? But you pay on a monthly basis. And I think with it being a month-to-month program, I feel it's something, Ricardo, that you want to take advantage of today and give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, so... But that's no contract or anything, right? Like that?
No. What we call it, Ricardo, is a 2-month verbal agreement. We just ask that you at least stick it out for 2 months. Okay? That's all we ask, but you're paying monthly. Okay? We want to earn your business month in and month out.
Okay. So if one day I decide that I don't want to use it anymore, the page is going to stay there
That's a great question, Ricardo. If you decide, let's say 6 months or a year from now or whenever, okay, you decide you want to discontinue services, all we ask from you, Ricardo, is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay? Any content that we created for you on Google, none of it disappears. Eventually, Ricardo, yes, you'll fall off the first page, but any content that we created on Google, any reviews that you got on Google, those won't disappear, okay? The Facebook ads, those won't be running anymore because we're not servicing it. But wherever we've listed you on directories, no se va a borrar. It doesn't go away. Okay? You
okay.
just won't be on the first page anymore. Okay?
Okay.
But yeah, it's a great program. What's the best email address for you, Ricardo? This is where we send like your receipt and any correspondence from us. In fact, that's where we'll send your website so you can look at it and let us know if you have changes to be made before we have the website go live. What's the best email for you?
RJ Drywall.
Uh-huh.
NC as in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
73@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. Okay. RJ Drywall, NC, like North Carolina, 73@gmail.com, right? That's
yeah.
the email.
That's,
okay.
That's it.
All right. So what I'm doing right now, Ricardo, is I'm sending you two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay. The first email
okay.
is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you the price that I told you, $299 a month with the $99 setup fee, everything that's included in the program. And I'm also sending you an example of a website. Okay, just so you have an idea of how the website will look. I mean, it's for an electrician, but I wanted you
okay.
to just have an idea of how it looks, right? And then
okay.
the second email, Ricardo, that I'm sending you, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're going to be able to track all of your results and see the phone calls that you're receiving. You can view all your profiles, the keywords that you're listed for. We want you to track all of that, okay? So I sent you an
okay.
example of the reports, how they would look. Now,
okay.
On this number, you could receive text messages, right, to this phone number that
yes.
we're speaking on? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you right now three text messages. The first text message, Ricardo, it has my name with my number and my extension. Although I'm the one who creates the account, I'm considered the lead, I like to also give you my information, okay, so that you have it. And then
okay.
I'm sending you another text message, and let me know when you get all three text messages, okay? The second text message, it has the number to our customer service. Anytime, Ricardo, you have an update, you have a change, a concern, a problem regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Now, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're 3 hours ahead of us. So for your time, we're here 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
And then okay. I also sent you another text, and it has a link to a YouTube video. The video is about 6 minutes long. So when you have time, Ricardo, please take a look at the video because it's going to show you on how you go in and log in to see your reports. It's something simple. It's not too complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then for the account, your first name is Ricardo, but what is your last name, Ricardo?
Saldivar. Uh-huh.
Okay. S-A-L-D-I-V, like
Victor.
A-R, right? Okay, Saldivar.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the number that you want customers to contact you on, and this is the number that we'll also, you know, reach you at, is the 828-620-1108. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Now, the company, how you want it to read on Google, is going to be capital R, the and symbol,
uh-huh.
capital J, and then it's
yeah.
drywall. The and symbol, finishing. Is that how you want it to read?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Google is going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. This is a verification code. I see they're going to send it actually by mail, okay, to your address. I see that there's an address, 511 Drake Street. Is that where you want them to mail it to?
No, I got a P.O. box.
Okay, so Google, the one thing they won't do is they won't send it to a P.O. box. It has to be like a home address or a residence, right? So your address won't show on Google. They won't show your address. We'll hide the address. So what address do you want them to send it to? It just can't be a P.O. box.
Oh, that's going to be the problem then.
Do you not get mail at your address?
No, I don't live there anymore.
Okay. So let me see. Do you have someone that can receive the PIN code for you?
No,
their address isn't going to show.
I got another address, but I just bought the place and I... That's what I got the PO box.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, and I'll explain, okay, so you understand. So majority of businesses have what we call a home office, right? No one goes to your address for work, right? You go to their homes.
No.
You go to their buildings, okay? But Google, for them to verify your business, they have to send this PIN code. It looks like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the top. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, but the address does not show because it's a home address. We hide the address, but they have to send it to you by mail. So what's the address that you want to use?
I can put 175.
175.
Edgewood Drive.
Edwards Drive?
No, it's E-D-G-E.
Oh, Edsel Drive.
Drive,
Okay. And that's in Salisbury, right?
No, that's, that's Arden. I give you the zip code. It's 28704.
Okay, so it's 175 Edsel Drive. And what's the city?
Arden.
Arden? D-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
D-E-N.
Let me see. Is it like on the border of Salisbury?
No. It's 175 Edgewood Drive.
Oh, Edgewood. Okay, I'm over here putting Edsel. Lo estoy escribiendo mal. Sorry. Okay, Edgewood. Edgewood Drive. Okay, there we go. Arden. Okay. I have, it says 28704 is the zip code that comes up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me hide the address. Okay, perfect. And then did you get the 3 text messages that I sent you, Ricardo?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, Ricardo, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Ricardo Saldivar, or is there like a middle initial?
Ricardo Saldivar.
Okay. And then you said it does have the business name on it also?
Yeah, it's actually a business account. This is at my name on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the business name, does it only say R&J Drywall, or is it R&J Drywall and Finishing? How does the business name read on there?
R&J Drywall and Finish.
And Finish, not Finishing, right?
Both.
Okay. And what's the billing address for the card, Ricardo?
That's the same one.
The 175 Edgewood? Okay.
Yes.
And is it a Visa? Is it a MasterCard? American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, so it's 5297.
Uh-huh.
0700.
Okay.
0196.
Uh-huh.
7136.
Okay. When does it expire?
05/27.
05/27. And the security code on the back, Ricardo?
6679.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not going to process your payment because I'm going to walk you through first what's called a voice verification recording, okay? And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to outline our service agreement, but Ricardo, it's an added form of protection for you, and we're going to send it in writing along with your invoice, okay? So it's going to go over the billing date, the amount, if you choose to cancel, you need to call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, Ricardo, if there's something that you don't understand, okay, do me a favor and just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure, Ricardo, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So just to read the card number back to you, but remember I'm not charging it yet. It's 5297007001967136, correct?
Yes.
And that expires May of the year 27, and the security code on the back is 679, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Ricardo, and remember, if you don't understand something, just stop me so I can explain it and then rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
R&J Drywall and Finishing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ricardo Saldivar, R&J Drywall and Finishing.
And are you the owner, the president of the company? What is your title?
I'm the owner of R&J Drywall and Finishing.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I agree.
And Ricardo, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Ricardo, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Ricardo, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And keep in mind, Ricardo, you might get a call from a company trying to sell you like another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We're never going to call you to pay more money. Okay, so just be aware. If someone calls you and asks you to pay $5, do not pay them anything. Take down their number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number because it's not us. Okay, you're not going to pay more than the $2.99 a month. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what we're saying, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, Ricardo, give us a call and let us know so that we can make sure we're not already offering you that service. We don't want you having to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 25th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $298. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your next payment is going to be November 25th, 2022, in the amount of $299. And this is a recurring payment. So when your term is completed, Ricardo, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Ricardo, we ask that you contact client support 3 business days before the next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges, okay?
Okay. Right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, Ricardo, is I'm going to update your package. I'm going to process the payment, and then we're going to send your receipt to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. You're going to get it in the next couple of minutes. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, we block out an hour, and you're going to speak with one of our technicians, okay? The client interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. But this is when they're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about, you know, the services you want to be found for, your Facebook ads. This is where the magic is going to happen. How does your schedule look for today for your client interview?
I'm going to be in certain spots where I'm not going to have any signal. We can do it tomorrow.
Okay, you wouldn't have time today at 6, your time?
Probably.
Do you prefer tomorrow?
Yeah, I would probably do it tomorrow because I'm going to be on a spot where I don't have any service.
Oh, okay. So let's look at tomorrow's schedule. Do you want something in the morning, in the afternoon, the earliest appointment?
Evening?
Okay, so tomorrow, these are the times I have, and this is on your time zone. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. What time would you like?
5 to 6 to 7.
6 to 7, mejor? Okay. Okay. I'm going to put you down for 6 to 7 o'clock. So tomorrow, okay, they're going to call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule. If you're in the middle of a job and you need 5 more minutes, just tell them, I need you, answer the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 10 minutes? And they'll call you right back, okay? I want to make sure that you don't miss this appointment. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know about your appointment tomorrow. And then we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to remind you that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
And I do want to go over just a couple of notes, Ricardo, and we're almost done. I know you're busy, okay? So I just need like maybe 5 more minutes, okay? Now, the services that we're going to list you for, okay? I know we talked about new construction, remodeling, drywall, installs, repairs. What else?
Painting.
Painting, okay.
Yes.
What else? Anything else?
That's the deal. It's just all about drywall and
texture too, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's actually hanging, finishing, texturing, repair, and remodels and new construction, commercial and
residential, right? Okay, beautiful. Anytime you want to add in more keywords or you want to change them, just let us know and we'll update it for you, okay?
Okay.
And then, Ricardo, your website, I know you have pictures, but do you have a business logo, or would you like us to make you a company logo?
If you guys can make me a company logo, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make you one. It doesn't cost you anything. It's included. So let me put that you need a business logo. And then what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Every day. Yeah, I work every day.
Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
You don't rest? Oh, my gosh. What times? What times?
I work from, I work most of the day, so.
Like 8 to 5 or 8 to 4?
Yeah, we can actually put it on the page. It's going to show probably from 8 to 7.
8 to 7. Okay. Anytime if you want to change it, just let us know and we'll update it for you. Okay?
Okay.
And
yeah, 8 to 7, Monday to Saturday. Yeah, we can change
Monday
it
through
like
Saturday,
that.
8 to 7. Okay. Do you want me to put Sunday, anything for Sunday or no? Just put Saturday and then you can schedule Sundays when you feel like it?
No, actually, Sunday is fine too.
Okay. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to your clients contacting you, do you prefer, or even when we contact you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone calls.
And then what type of forms of payments do you accept? Check, cash, Zelle, Venmo?
Check and cash.
Okay. Any time that you start accepting credit cards or Zelle or Venmo or PayPal, any of those, just let us know and we'll update it, okay? And it's not a requirement. Monday?
I do have
Cash App?
I do have Cash App, yeah.
Do they ever pay you through Cash App? I mean, do you want me to put Cash App too?
No, I think
we'll keep it as cash and check?
Cash and cash, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just taking a look here. Now, Ricardo, we could put a tracking number, okay? Let me explain how that works. It's up to you if you prefer it. So instead of them seeing your actual phone number on Google, the 828 number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone, and you can track your phone calls and your messages from that app. Do you prefer that it be your phone number showing or a tracking number?
My phone number.
Your phone number. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. And it's not a requirement, Ricardo. I only ask, are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement.
We are insured. Yeah, fully insured.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. And then now I'm also going to put a security question, Ricardo. So anytime, you know, that we contact you, there's going to be a security question. Okay. That's how you'll know it's us. Now the security question, your option, it could either be your mom's maiden name. Okay. Before she got married, it could be the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. What security question do you want?
My mom's maiden name.
Your mom's maiden name before she got married? Okay, what was her last name before she got married?
Victoria.
That was her last name, Victoria? Apellido de soltera?
No, actually, her first name, the middle name will be Saldivar as well.
Okay, so that Saldivar was her name before she got married, right?
Yeah, well, in Mexico, they don't.
I know. In Mexico, I know. If we went by the way they do it in Mexico, oh my gosh, my last name would be so long.
Yeah.
My name would be Nadine Ana Juarez. How do they say it? Nadine Ana Juarez Guadalupe de, how does it go? De, what my married name is now, Medina? De Medina or is it
de
Juarez?
De Medina.
They wouldn't have enough room to put my name.
I know.
Okay, so Saldivar. Okay. So whenever we do the security question, they'll ask you, what's your mom's maiden name? And you're just going to say Saldivar. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just fix this here. Okay, perfect. So I saved that. So this is how you'll know, Ricardo, like if someone calls you and says, oh, you need to pay $5 for your Google verification, you're going to ask them, what's my security question? And they won't be able to tell you. You'll know that that's not our company calling you. Okay, so don't ever give any money to anybody unless you confirm it's us. And we're not going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, if you could look in your text messages or on or in your email. I know you've gotten a lot of messages, but I need you to find that one that says, Dear Ricardo Saldivar, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It's a copy of your receipt.
No. Okay. That would be, what, the third or the fourth?
It would be after the one that says welcome. It's after the video. So there's a video. I think you got one that says welcome after that. Y luego there's one that says initial invoice.
Local. It says welcome. If you have any questions.
It's the one after that. It's the one right after that.
I only got one. I only got that one.
What's the one before it?
It's the one that has, like, some kind of link on it. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
A copy of your invoice is located below this email?
Uh-huh.
Please click here. Okay, see where it says, please click here?
Yes, I do.
Click on that. Now it opens a page that says at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? When you clicked on the please click here, did it open a page?
It says preview is not available.
Okay. Go back out of it. I'm going to resend it to you.
Okay.
Let me resend it because it might have gotten lost in all the emails. That tends to happen. So let me do this.
You're talking about the email?
Well, I sent it to the email. We also sent it to you in a text message, but I'm going to resend it to you.
Okay. Well, I can see the Local Splash initial invoice. Is that the
that
one you're talking
about? That one. Es esa. Yeah. Open that up.
Okay.
And it says, Ricardo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on that. And then it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. On that page, I want you to go to the very bottom of the page, Ricardo. You're going to see a box, and it's going to ask you to type your name. But before you do that, right above that box to the left, there's a little gordito, right? A little box to the left, right above it.
Uh-huh.
And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You see that there?
Yes.
Okay, click in the little box because you're saying it's your name that's on the card.
Okay.
And then where it's asking you to type your name, Ricardo, in the box at the bottom, all you're going to do is type in Ricardo Saldivar. Don't put any accents. Que no tenga acentos, right? Because it's really sensitive.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and then.
And then confirm
then
signature. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it took me to this place where it says username and password.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see this. Okay. So this is where you go in to track your phone calls. You could see your profiles. You can track your results with us. Okay. That's why I want you to watch that video. Right now, we don't have your username and password because we're going to create it, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail from Google. The PIN code, remember, it's going to – it looks like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the top. Once you get the PIN code, we need the PIN code. The technician's going to go over it with you. Okay, that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So So you're going to get it in the mail within 6 to 10 days. If someone gets the mail before you do, Ricardo, tell them not to throw it away. It's not junk mail, okay? And then within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories. We're going to get moving really fast, okay? And we're going to send you another email with this link for your report, your username, and your password. So you could start going in and tracking your results with us, okay?
Okay.
In
so how
seven,
long is it going to take for the page to be on?
Yeah,
on
and that's
this,
what I'm
Google.
Explaining. Yeah, and that's what I'm telling you. So in 7 to 14 days, your website is going to be done, and we're going to send it to you by email first because we want you to look at the website in case you have changes to be made before we have the website go live. It'll be ready within 7 mm-hmm. to 14 days. And your Facebook ads are going to be already up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay. In our
okay.
terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. Ricardo, I have seen it at times happen sooner. Once you get that PIN code, call us immediately with the PIN code. You could even text it to us. Okay. The technician's
okay.
going to go over it. So we're going to get moving very fast. Once you get that PIN code, we need it. Okay? So it could happen sooner for you, but that's our promise. In the meantime, because we know that it's important for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible, is why we get the Facebook ads, the directories listed sooner, why we get your website up so they can start viewing it. Okay? And we're going to send you notifications when you're on the first page of Google, when your website's live, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are running. So we're going to notify you so you know the work that we're completing, okay? And we're going to manage it all for you, all right?
Yeah.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family. And, Ricardo, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Y le mando muchas bendiciones. I don't know if you speak Spanish, but I speak both.
Sí. No, yo también igual.
Oh, well, your English is beautiful, Ricardo. So we're here
Thank
to help you.
You
in any way, okay? You have a beautiful day y muchas bendiciones a usted y a su familia.
Sí. Sí, gracias.
Okay.
La otra pregunta que tenía era,
yeah.
¿A qué número tengo que llamar cuando me llegue el código?
Okay, you're going to call the 877 number, el customer service number, or también,
uh-huh.
you know, the text messages that I sent you, you
uh-huh.
could reply to that text and tell me, Nadine, here's my PIN code, and send me the PIN code, okay? Customer
okay.
service tomorrow, remember, tomorrow you have your client interview, so they're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. And they're going to tell you where you could send the PIN code to once you get it. They'll give you the number to call. They're going to go over all of that again. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Have a beautiful day, Ricardo. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
it. Okay. Thank you for your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.